What the fuck is up, Kyle? It is time for another fucking episode of Internet Phantoms. We're here. Logan, are you playing fucking video games again?
No, I swear, dude. I'm just eating some yogurt.
Bro, it sounds like you're playing some video games over there.
I'm just eating yogurt, yo.
Yeah.
Alright, really quick, before the introductions, Logan Strait told me last night he runs out of breath while eating cereal.
Because I eat too fast.
You need to slow it down, bro. I think that's what kids are taught.
Oh, wait, yeah, kids eat like that. This is my boy, yeah, he's a Neanderthal.
Dude, you know what? When I'm hungry, alright, I don't fucking care.
You gotta just turn your face into a vacuum and eat that cereal as quick as possible.
That's what I do, man.
Anyway, we're out here. We got our resident cop back. We got Logan.
What up?
We got our resident liberal. We got Hunter. He's always here. He's my co-host. If he's not here, he's canceled.
Our resident liberal?
What else we got? Oh, yeah, that's right. We got resident face tat. What the fuck is up, dude?
How's it going? Oh, we're here. We're doing something. And I'm drinking.
We are doing something. 100%.
This is a Clawcast, so let's go.
I was going to ask about the week, but to be honest, face tat, I really just want to know what Frosty Boys is.
All right. So, shout out my boys, Cody, Andrew, and Brendan. I went to high school with them. And, like, when I first started making music, we thought we were all going to be, like, this little clique. And so, Frosty Boys was, like, the thing. And at one point in time, the reason it was Frosty Boys because we was getting this really good weed from dude down the street from me. And the shit was just so frosty. We're like, oh, yeah, we the Frosty Boys.
See, I actually like that. I like that the name's got like a little bit of a background. That's dope. I fuck with that.
There's history behind it, is what I'm hearing.
No, I was just honestly coming up with an idea because I really wanted to have like a weed brand at one point in time. And I was like, you know what? That'd be a good name. And like, I could brand that a certain way.
You still can, dude. It seems like it's the best time ever to do it.
Actually, a pretty solid idea.
You get that bread.
Frosty
out.
Boys weed brand.
I would cop something called Frosty Boys.
You better copyright it. Somebody's going to steal it.
Yeah,
oh, fuck. Now my boy's canceled.
Yeah,
already.
So y'all can take that idea. Just give me a free zip. I'll be good.
We canceling everybody out here on the podcast.
Face tat. I want to know where the fuck you got your name from because you ain't got no face tats, huh?
Yes. So, ha. So, boom. We're going to throw it back. What year was Carter 3 released? 2008, right?
Fuck.
I think so. Somewhere. So, whatever year Carter 3 dropped out, like, Lil Wayne was like my favorite rapper. Mind you, I'm a youngin', like I'm only 19, so I probably should get that out there.
I turned 19 in May, bro.
We are the old heads.
Damn, dude.
So boom, I go into Walmart, and my whole intention is to get the Carter 3 CD. I'm with my grandparents, 7, 8 years old. All I want is this CD. So we go into the aisle. I haven't seen the cover yet. I just was hearing like word of mouth, like, oh yeah, Lil Wayne's dropping an album this that Thursday. I'm like, I gotta get it. So walk in the store and I see the cover of him as a baby with the face tattoos. And from that moment, like that I saw that album cover, I was just so appalled that like I was just interested in face tats. And that's just been something that's stuck with me. And like ever since I seen that, I've been noticing more people with them. And then just shit just like hitting me all at once. You know what I'm saying? And it another way is like it kind of like rolls off the tongue really well too.
It seems like there's a surge of face tats in the past 5 years or so.
Why not get a face tat if you're that into them?
More or less, my grandmother will be just so disappointed in me that I went and did something that she was like, if I get this for you, you can't get any tattoos on your face. So.
I respect that, though, respecting your elders.
That is the most wholesome thing I've heard in years. That is great.
I respect that. I do it for my granny.
Shout out Face Tat's granny, awesome. Honestly. Yeah. She put them on.
Sponsored by Face Tat's grandma.
First sponsor.
Yes. She got to throw the credit card on there. Sponsor us.
That's awesome. That honestly, I love that. That's great. It's funny because then in parentheses, I put no face tat, have an ass.
Literally, all my friends, is like literally all they say is that what you just said there.
I can't wait till you do get one.
And like, I already got like what I want set in stone, but it's gonna be like the most randomest surprise in the world.
So where is Face Tat from? Where's his origin story?
Wait, what correct
is
me if I'm wrong. Rochester?
Rochester, New York, yeah.
Gang. Brody Lee's hometown.
How far is that from the city? Yeah, I was about to say that.
The land.
How far is
dreams.
That from the city? Like a good hour or two?
An hour, more like 6 hours.
6 hours? Holy
We're
shit.
6 hours away. I'm like right in the middle of Buffalo and Syracuse. Like I'm closer to Canada. I think.
Rochester's that far up there? Because Buffalo's like right before Canada, nah? Well, in a sense.
Yeah, it's like a yeah, it's dead ass right next. You just gotta go right over the little bridge.
Damn, I didn't know that. So that's like a, what, like 11-hour drive probably from Rhode Island.
You're like half Canadian, no?
Shout out to my Canadian guy, Shoddy, off of Twitter.
Nah, shout out Canada, though. I wanted to travel to Canada for a long-ass time. Shout out to
Canada. I do, too, dude.
I've been there twice. It's pretty dope.
I'm in Ohio, so Toronto is like a 6-hour drive from me. So I just need to get a passport and fucking go.
Okay, slacking, man. I already got my passport. I'm just... Wait, what am I waiting for then, I guess?
Yeah, what are you doing, motherfucker?
Why ain't I in Canada?
Man, Canadians are fucking crazy, man.
You get some dope, though.
That BC bud.
It looks like garbage, but like...
That's true. John loves mids. He really does.
I used to. I have smoked brown weed out of a receipt once with...
Oh, that is the worst story I have ever heard. I could have gone my whole life without hearing... That story, dude.
Oh, we paid him $3 in quarters.
Ugh, it got worse. How could it get worse?
The story got worse. I'm sorry.
That is. But, if you knew who this kid was, you would understand.
So FaceTat, tell me about this tweet. July 21st, 2018, you said, cake is just flavored bread.
Can you go through his Twitter?
Oh my god, yo, I forgot I tweeted that, but that was one of my golden tweets at that point in time, because like I was just high as shit one day and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, cake is literally just flavored bread if you think about it, because you get vanilla, chocolate, any of that.
That just fucked me up. I needed to get that off my chest. I want to know about when your dad took a dab. You also tweeted about that.
Oh man, I don't even think about it now. He probably really didn't even take a dab, because I don't even know what he was really smoking on, because it was those cartridges.
Oh God, you made your dad rip a cartridge.
Nah, he wanted to.
Some Minecraft.
Yeah, nah, he wanted to. And I was like, go for it, you got it. And then that man was out within like an hour, just knocked out.
That sounds like a dab.
Sent him into a trance.
All right, and then there's one last tweet I got. From September 9th, 2008, you said, I'm xenophobic and worried about a potential life-threatening disease entering the country within the next 2 years. How did you know that was going to happen?
Wait, what? I tweeted that?
Nah.
Oh, I got excited. I'm like, fuck.
Was I xenophobic?
Nah, I just
got him. I heard 2008. I'm like, hold up, what? And then
when I was going through the real ones, I was like, let me just put in some fake shit for memes.
Oh man, that shit fucked me up, because I was like, I probably could have said some shit like that, but I'm...
Yeah, I mean, 2018, it was only 2 years ago, but I mean, people were a little more savage. Like, I remember 2015, forget it. 2008, I wish I had a Twitter back then. I'd be
shit.
Popping.
I had a Twitter in like 2013, and that shit was horrible. See? I hope nobody finds that ever.
Yo intern,
get the intern on. Right,
now John has homework.
Wait a minute. Oh no. All right, I want to talk about how we met. I want to ask you a serious question. Do you think everybody cries?
Yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. So I was just I was just fucking with them, because I did the song with Red Castle, Nothing Really Matters. Shout out Red Castle, shout out Fallen. That shit just hit 10k, which is crazy. Like, I put that out a year ago. So, no, I was just scrolling on Twitter one day, and it was like right around the time that you did that cover for Adam Killer for the Adam Cult album. So I seen that, and I was like, okay, this dude pretty cool. And then I had just randomly DM'd you one day, and then had you do, I'm trying to think what the first cover. I think you did this cover for me and Garcia. That was the first cover you did for me. It was like the bad bitch, and then the dude who had like the, he was like biting the, it looked like the edge of Lita sex.
Rushed that shit so hard. I hate that. Might be like top five worst covers I've ever done. No offense.
Not even gonna lie, I really was fucking with that. Dude, yeah, dude, that's like, that shit really, really did something. Because that shit will really make you like look at it for an hour. Because I've done that where I've just been like on mushrooms and just staring at that and just being like, what the fuck is going on? And it's like, fuck, like it looks like there's really bats flying at you and it's just...
What IC title you like the most, FaceTat?
That fucking round one.
Like the one the that was in like 2006 to 2010, basically.
I fuck with the oval one just because I grew up on that. And like looking at that, it's just so nostalgic to me.
I mean, I did too, but then Cody brought the white strapped one back and I fucking loved it. I've seen that people hate the look of the US title. I've always loved it.
You are drunk.
I've always liked it.
That title has never looked good ever.
I think it's pretty sweet.
No, that spinner one was fire.
Oh my god! Y'all are hurting me.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. Oh, the spinner one sucks.
Man, I think that both. Honestly, I think both of them are just because. I mean, with the U.S. title, with the spinner one.
See, I just want a belt buckle.
It always made sense. It always made sense because John Cena was just like, ooh.
Right. I see where you're coming from.
Gentrification, I guess.
John Cena, the gentrifier.
Yeah. Let's put him in all the movies now.
And he's in the next Fast and Furious.
Fuck, that's right. He is.
And he's like a bad guy.
Roman's going to be in the 13th one.
Well, Roman was in the spinoff with The Rock.
Oh fuck, he was. Yeah, never mind. He's already in
Hobbs and Shaw.
He's already in it. Never mind.
And that movie was just CGI and effects just on steroids. Was the most ridiculous shit ever.
So Fast and Furious isn't a car movie anymore.
No, it's not.
Wait, what is it? I haven't watched it since Tokyo Drift. I'm not even gonna cap. Like,
I've only seen like two movies.
The good ones, I hope.
I think I've seen Too Fast, Too Furious, and I can't even remember the other one.
Dude, I don't even know. There's
Too Fast has got to be one of the best ones, though.
Yeah, Too Fast.
I don't even know what that is. Is that the second one?
It's the second one. Too Fast, Too Furious. I was making sure.
I was making sure. I was making sure because, like, yeah, kind of like the Step Up to the Streets.
Bro, Step Up is such a good goddamn movie.
Is it?
Especially that dude, that curly haired kid. Fucking, he bit that shit.
I've never watched them. I've never had a reason.
It's pretty sweet. Is Godzilla coolest?
All right. It's time for the Godzilla corner. Face tat.
Oh boy.
Have you ever seen Godzilla? Any Godzilla films?
To be honest with you, not fully through.
Exactly. God's
he's still not cool to him.
Godzilla is still not cool this week. We're gonna find out next week if he's cool yet.
Nah, like, yo, that's crazy that you brought that up, because now that I'm thinking about it, who the fuck likes Godzilla?
Bro, but see, tell me not. Godzilla's one of the coolest monsters.
What about King Kong? Well, I never seen a King Kong movie.
Ah, see, I've been to theaters to see a King Kong movie. Rented the game.
Godzilla versus King Kong this year. Remember, this podcast is sponsored.
It's completely sponsored by Godzilla.
Jesus.
And we are going to find out in November if Godzilla is finally fucking cool. Who do you think is going to take the helm? Who do you think is going to win? Godzilla or King Kong?
King Kong is
going to win. Shit. Neither. I don't think either one of them are going to win. There's going to be like Bigfoot in that bitch somewhere.
Damn. Oh, you think like maybe Mothra or someone might pull up and be like, both y'all suck.
I was about to say that. I couldn't even remember his name.
Mothra is honestly like one of the only ones I do remember. I can't remember.
I knew a kid named Mothra.
What?
Nah, you want to know why they called him Mothra? They dared him to smoke a moth, and he did.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's the king of moths.
All right, so it's time for Bumble stories.
I only match with fat girls on Bumble.
What the fuck is a Bumble story? Oh, I thought you said bubble. Bro, all right. I have the same problem, but with Hinge.
Yo, there's mad fat girls on my Hinge.
What the fuck is a Hinge? Put me on.
Yeah, so.
What's a Hinge?
Hinge is like, it's basically Bumble and Tinder, but it's just a little different interface and
all that. You gotta find more ratchet girls on there?
Basically.
Yeah, I need to get on that shit.
Sounds like my kind of app.
Yeah, I got Tinder and Bumble and Hinge all going strong right now.
Nice.
Am I getting more matches than I usually would? No, obviously not.
I seen this girl. I just sent you a picture, and this girl, I swiped right, she ain't matched with me, and I was pretty hurt over it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, because I guess she's popping.
Oh no. If he's laughing that hard,
I swear to God.
I swiped right hoping she was gonna fuck with me. But she didn't, and she wanted nothing to do with me.
There's everyone's getting this shit sent. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, Rochester is sick.
I'm telling you, man, there is something like mutating in the air that's fucking everybody up here.
Coronavirus and AIDS, all in the air.
No way.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Come on. Is that legit?
Oh, my. Yo.
Bro, look at the. Y'all got to look up the TikTok that's in the bio.
What am I looking at?
Yeah, she's like TikTok. Bro. She's popping on TikTok, apparently.
Her titties are bigger than her whole arm.
Bro, but like,
tell me why I immediately thought of a turkey at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But yo, I ain't even trying to be mean, though. Like, I was really just trying to get her to get my song to go viral one time.
That was not gonna happen.
Is she popping on TikTok on God?
I don't have a TikTok. My homegirl was telling me she was.
Oh my God, that is insane. That's a Tinder story.
She's a brave person.
She's something.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being retarded. Just stay in your lane.
Oh, speaking of retards, we were talking about Superhuman last night, Logan and I.
Oh my God.
He fractured his elbow.
Oh no.
On the last
stop. No.
He's like majorly racist, I guess.
What?
No.
Yes.
I do believe he was hacked. That looked so fucking stupid.
No.
I truly believe Tony Deppen was salty.
But he's mentally fucking retarded.
He gained over 100,000 followers.
Did he really from that?
No, in general, because I first found out about him, he had 26,000.
He has over 100,000.
He has like 150-something thousand, yo. I checked yesterday.
I only know about him because of you.
That's like, I would be mad. I would be mad if I was a wrestler, like Tony Deppen, not getting the credit he deserves.
Tony Deppen's pretty awesome.
Exactly.
Shout out Tony Deppen.
He saw that and he knew what he was doing. He did.
No, okay, so there's this black wrestler that talked about it the first thing, and he said Superhuman comes into the locker room at this show and he like says what's up, smiles, shakes the hand of like every single wrestler in there that's white, but then wouldn't even look at his way and the other colored dude's way,
but see,
that were in the locker room. So it's just like,
maybe he just didn't like those wrestlers because he thought they sucked.
Who gives a shit about that? He's in their locker room greeting everyone.
Where's he from?
He seems like he should be from
Nashville.
Alabama.
He gotta be like somewhere down south.
That's true.
He's probably racist if he's from like Alabama.
But see, if it was true, I don't think Joey Ryan would still follow him.
Well, Joey Ryan, I guess, isn't the best type of person either. He was fucking still booking. He was booking Teddy Hart like 4 months ago on shows.
What's Teddy Hart done?
He's gotten arrested like 4 times just in 2020. And this recently, like a week ago, it was just drugs and stuff. But also, All right, let me fucking finish. He, strangled his girlfriend, Maria Manic, like a week ago.
Yeah, but what'd she do?
Also true. We're a resident liberal.
All right.
We're about equal rights on the Internet Phantoms podcast.
He's just a piece
of
shit.
We need both sides.
Well, if he just randomly abused her, that ain't cool.
That's shitty. This episode is not sponsored by abuser, ever. But it is, however, sponsored by Godzilla. Find out in November if he's cool or not.
Or if he beats King Kong.
That's when he'll be cool. He has to! Honestly, though, all right. Yo, you want to bet right now? I'll bet $100 right now.
He's definitely going to beat King Kong. I would bet money.
I think King Kong's going to win.
Let's bet right $200 he beats King Kong.
We're in an economic crisis right now. $50 each.
$100 Godzilla wins.
I'm putting my money on Godzilla.
King Kong.
I got Godzilla. Face tap. What do you got?
I'm going to hold everybody's money because I don't trust any of those. I don't think either one of them is going to win.
You think Mothra is just going to come out of nowhere, not even advertised?
Yeah.
Just come out and fuck them up? Oh.
Just smoke them off.
Well, in this past Godzilla movie, I didn't see it, but didn't Godzilla beat Mothra's ass and every other monster that was in it?
I fell asleep during it because it fucking sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even seen it because I didn't care, but I'm pretty sure I read like a synopsis. I'm pretty sure Godzilla just fucks them all up.
Dude, I hope not. I fucking... I'm not even looking it up right now. Should I look it up right now?
I mean, yeah, because if that did happen, then I guess Godzilla is kind of cool.
The ultimate monster.
True. Yeah, he does breathe fire. I mean, come on. Oh, it's Godzilla and Mothra versus what? Ghidorah and Rodan? So he fucking kills Ghidorah in the movie.
Three-headed dragon man. Right? He's got three heads.
So Mothra is a good guy now?
I mean, some good monster.
They had to join forces. Like Vegeta and Goku in Dragon Ball Z.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking best anime ever.
My boy.
First anime I ever saw, so it's always...
The first isn't always the best. All right, so... Let's see. Ghidorah takes down King Kong and then, I mean, oops, Godzilla. And then Godzilla shoots a beam and he drops like a ton of bricks.
Godzilla's so strong.
You gotta watch out for the beams.
The beans. You do have to watch out for the beans.
Gotta watch.
Mothra's always been the coolest. I don't care. Mothra sucks. I mean, I guess when you think about it, he's really not. He's a giant moth.
He's so weird looking.
It's not very cool. I guess it's not very cool.
So
I want to smoke them off though.
There used to be so many wild movies on the sci-fi channel of like something giant something versus something.
like the shark tornado versus Godzilla balls.
All that, but all it was like giant alligator versus something else. I'm trying
Sharknado,
mega python versus Gatoroid. 2011 Gatoroid.
That sounds like a kid I went to high school with. Sounds like Logan.
Uh-huh. Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
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 I've seen these two Cuban dudes where I work shoot up steroids in the bathroom.
What?
God.
Yeah. Nah. These two Cuban dudes I work with. I walked in the bathroom and they were like injecting into each other's like butts, and it was like, yeah, dude, I was like, I opened the door, I seen that shit, and walked out. I was so just like, I just want to forget that shit happened.
You ain't forgetting it.
I worked at a pizza place. Shit, this is 6 years ago now. Wow, oh, my age. Take the knife out. Anyway.
Old bitch.
I walked into the walk-in freezer, and this old guy I work with, he's, well, like 50 I work with, and this random old guy who came in to buy pizza. They're about to do coke, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, you ever see two old men do coke?" I go, "No." He goes, "You wanna?" I go, "Kinda, yeah." So, he goes, "Hey, hold this." He hands me a big ass bottle of blue cheese.
Word, okay.
And I hold it while they bust lines on it.
Oh my god!
Oh my lord!
What a story!
Yeah, you know what? This episode's canceled. You know what? All
life right. is fucking hard out here for a pimp.
Man, 3-6 Mafia is the reason that Mark Henry had the hardest theme song in WWE history.
Man, I couldn't even tell you a 3-6 Mafia song.
It's a fucking good theme song.
Wait. Don't
you
tell
didn't
me.
Know that?
Somebody go and get the ass kicked.
Yeah, that's 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. Face Out, were you born in 2000 or 2001?
Oh my god.
2000?
Yeah.
I was born in May 2001.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. Time really does move.
God,
that's
for real.
Wow. Logan's rethinking his whole life right now.
This is crazy, man. I feel old now.
How do you think
I'm not
going to
lie.
Shit, I feel old and I'm not the youngest one here.
Oh my god. Fuck y'all.
How are you a full year older
yeah.
than me?
October 5th.
Okay, so you're only like what? 8 months.
Like maybe yeah, something like that.
You're going to tell me October 5th, 2000 is your yeah. birthday?
No, I'm super. Yeah, 7 months.
There was older a SmackDown on my birthday that I watched on the WWE Network during the free trial period that I definitely used on a scammed credit card.
What? How do you feel about it's literally in what fucking yo? It's in 6 days. WrestleMania,
dude. It's this
Saturday. Exactly. It's in 6 days. WrestleMania.
Saturday. No, it's Saturday and Sunday.
I know who's gonna win.
What'd you just say, Logan?
I know who's gonna win.
Who? Tell me.
The Undertaker.
He's wrestling, yep. You fuck. He always knows. Yep. He always low key knows shit.
I didn't even know he was still in the game. I just wanted to sound like an asshole.
He shouldn't be.
Oh no.
There's a lot of things that could be so easy with WWE and stories and whatever else, but it's all comes down to a crabby old asshole.
Well, this episode's not sponsored by crabby old assholes like Logan and I.
No. I'll be right back.
So, I want to know about some dating app stories.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I've filled online already.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is the FaceTat episode.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, I've had my fair share on all the apps. Like, I'm sure everybody has. You know, I'm going to come clean. I'm pretty emotionally vulnerable. Just need a shawty in my life. That's a call out. That's a call out to all the shawties that are listening to the Internet Phantoms podcast.
All those two shawties, all those two women. Shout outs.
Shout out to you.
One's probably that.
That's cool. I'm with it. I don't even care.
Am I going to have to bleep that?
Nah, I don't think so.
Nah.
I hate. I'm going to have to bleep that.
So, boom, I probably got the most basic bio ever saying, like, damn, I just need some motivation to help finish my album.
Man, you gotta change something, because that chick didn't swipe right on you, and she is fucked up.
Yeah, nah, for real. I know.
Well, she probably can't even swipe right. You're probably good. Keep it.
So I finally link up with like a normal girl that don't like, she's not an aspiring sugar baby at OnlyFans model, like, you know, like the normal shit. So boom, we get to talking. I mean, OnlyFans and sugar baby, I mean, it's cool, but it's like, it's only cool if you're breaking the bread with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. If like, I don't want to see you gang banging two black dudes or two white dudes, two any dudes.
Like,
that's all I want
to
see.
Is it legal to trick out girls to do OnlyFans accounts to take a percentage of it?
The conversation I just came back to.
I'm gonna assume it's legal, yeah, because it's not sexual pimping,
right? So
it's gotta be. There's no sex involved.
So Logan, you guys are gonna have to rewrite the laws in your little cop book about this. Because until then, we pimp. We pimping these tricks for these OnlyFans.
We pimping.
You watch AEW, FaceTap?
I'm not on point with everything that's going on now, but like I keep up through Twitter. That's the only way that I know like what the fuck is happening. I watched it the week that it was supposed to be in my city. That was like the only time I've seen AEW.
So like last week, actually.
Yeah. And that shit was fire.
It is 20 times better than WWE has been fact. In the past like 10 years. All right, so who's your Mount Rushmore?
So wait, I gotta think about this because I'm a little slow. How many fucking people are on Mount Rushmore?
Four.
Okay, so I got four. And mine are about to be the most unpopular fucking of all of y'all. I can tell you already. So I guess I got to go with Stone Cold just because it's just, why can't you not add him? Because that's just the attitude that I fucking, that's my energy. That's my spirit animal right there. So boom, we go on him. We go on Jeff Hardy. Because like, he does drugs.
He's a good fucking choice.
RVD.
For real. That was going to be my next one.
I honestly just put my headphones on. I have no idea what y'all said.
Yeah, nah, that was going to be my third choice was Jeff Hardy, RVD.
Oh, shit. I respect that. Wait, what were the first two?
Stone Cold and
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, Jeff Hardy is on. Yo, shout outs. That is a fire call, honestly.
And then fourth, like, I'm really just drawn between Eddie and fucking Ray. I don't know which one to choose, so.
Yo, I can't cap again. That's fire. Ray and, yeah.
Because, like, that's really what I came up on. Because I came up watching just Attitude Era shit and fucking Ruthless Aggression.
So, altogether, what would you be your, let's just say, top five? Because I came in a little late.
Top five, shit. Shit, so we're going to go. I'm going to just use the same list. Fucking Stone Cold, Jeff Hardy, Fuck, Rob Van Dam, Eddie and Ray. See if we're going
that's
five.
That's fire, honestly. I respect that. I fuck with that.
It's a good top five, good Mount Rushmore.
But, like, there's so much to choose from that, like, I feel like you're definitely missing people. Saying something, it's just like, fuck it, though.
I felt the same way writing my list down, honestly. I felt like I wasn't doing it justice because there were so many names in the back of my head, like,
right.
Well, this person deserves it. This person deserves it. But I did take into effect that, like, people like Hulk Hogan, John Cena, blah, 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 like, The Rock, they transcended wrestling.
Yeah.
So I put them in their own kind of category. That's why I didn't put The Rock in mine, because we already know.
He's a part of my
I respect that. I get that. But that's why I took him out, and I felt okay taking him out.
And John Cena. So mine would be The Rock, John Cena, Sting, obviously.
It's awesome. An awesome call.
And Chris Jericho, 100%.
Now I'm going to tell you all mine. Gregory Helm, Paul Burchill, Lance Storm, and Hardcore Holly.
Yo, I'm so happy you said that.
I was joking.
I'm so happy you brought those up.
I wrote a fake list.
I was about to fucking roast you, bro.
Yo, please don't do that.
Shout out. No. I'm not gonna diss.
Fuck Hardcore Holly.
Shut the fuck up.
Hell no. When he fucking busted his back open, when they fucking suplexed him into this fucking table, that shit was hard.
Yup. Fourth hardcore champion ever. Anyway, I love Hardcore Holly. Bobby Sparkplugs, don't get me started. Anyway, I did that as a man. I do, honestly, though, shout out Gregory Helm. He's great. He was.
But, like, all my favorite wrestlers are all fucking mid-carders, and that's, like, what I was, like, thinking of.
Hardcore Holly, fuck you, Hunter.
I mean, Lance Storm is definitely awesome.
Paul Burchill is the GOAT. Same with Heikenreich.
Fuck Paul Burchill. But anyway, no, honestly, my true top, let's just go with top five at this point then. I got Jericho, of course. Omega. Shout out Kenny Omega. This episode sponsored by AEW. Mick Foley. And then I got a tie between Savage, Austin, and Angle.
Perk Angle.
Exactly. Like, we can't knock that, like, wrestling has kind of, I believe, just like with horror movies, how they regained their, like, substance with...
Substance?
I had a few drinks!
What the fuck is substance? You mean sustenance or substance?
It's sustenance.
There's two different words.
Longevity. I don't know, dude. I drank. We need to, like, we can't forget how much comedy has to do with wrestling.
Lot.
And I don't think anyone has ever done it better than Kurt Angle, like, while also being taken seriously. Like, we can never forget the cowboy hats.
Yeah.
That's why, like, Kurt Angle was honestly, like, he was a tough choice. That's why, like, I put him between, like, Austin and Savage because...
But wait, Kurt Angle with hair or without hair?
Without. You suck, Kurt Angle. Well, honestly, okay. No, I don't know. Honestly, any angle.
Okay.
Because even...
That's fair.
Milk Truck Angle had hair.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He was also, didn't he interrupt? Oh, he interrupted Triple H's comeback in 2002. I'll bring it up again.
You didn't see peak Angle and TNA when he was on fucking.
Oh my god, he did the fucking shooting star press off the top of the. Dude,
the shooting star press he did off the stage a fucking front flip onto Abyss.
Abyss was awesome. I do know Abyss. Shout out Abyss.
This was amazing.
Yo, when he did the shooting star press off the top of the fucking cage onto Jeff Jarrett and fucking missed, and that shit was just so fucking funny.
Bro, he was legit insane. In
dude,
TNA
I'm looking that up right now.
Off the
Kurt Angle defeats Abyss on Impact? No. That? Oh, wait, or the cage match.
Yeah.
Both of them are ill.
Both. Look up both.
Oh.
Yeah, while you do that, I'm about to go run and take a piss real quick.
Yeah.
I'm about to grab a drink too.
The first wrestling. Anything I ever watched was TNA 2008.
Real? Your first?
I didn't know what WWE was. I didn't know what pro wrestling was. I was just like 8 years old going through channels when I was eight one summer, and I come across Spike TV, the channel, and it's TNA wrestling. I'm like, what the fuck is TNA wrestling? And then I see a fucking dude with a face paint and a baseball bat with a black trench coat on. I'm like, whoa. The fuck
awesome.
Is going on here?
That's so dope. That was your first. That's so lit. So, what was I saying? I'm drunk. This host is drunk. Yeah, my
Oh fuck.
Logan, where are you at? Where's our
Oh wait, yeah, host. Logan. Oh, what up, Face
Yo.
Tat? Face Tat's the new host.
Yeah, I'm the new host.
Is Godzilla cool yet, Face Tat?
Ask me after this White Claw.
I only know four wrestlers' names. So
don't let them know.
Hey. That's as many as you need for a mountain.
So, Cena?
Who?
Rock.
Oh, okay.
John Cena.
John Cena, The Rock.
Rock.
What's his wrestling name? The Rock. What's
Are you stupid it? Or it's dumb?
The Rock.
Oh, that's actually his wrestling name.
Oh my God, that's why they call him Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Pebble.
Oh my God.
All right. So yeah, John Cena, The Rock, The Undertaker. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There we go. Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore is just the four most known wrestlers.
And for my fifth one, since you guys did five, Hulk Hogan.
Who? Who'd you say?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Oh God.
No.
Oh, who's the one? Yeah, yesterday I learned about one of
Kurt
them.
Angle. Hulk Hogan is a racist.
Yeah, Kurt Angle. Yep.
Hogan is racist.
Hulk Hogan is a piece of fucking shit.
He's my favorite, dude.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah, because you're a cop.
Hulk Hogan is awesome. Wait, Hulk Hogan is racist?
He
yeah.
has been yeah. prominent in saying a lot.
Didn't.
He's prominent in apologizing, not because he said it, but because he got caught.
Let me tell you something, brother. I didn't mean to get caught saying something racist.
Yeah.
It's like, go fuck yourself.
But where's his daughter at, though? See, I'm trying to holler at her. She might want to fuck a rapper.
Oh, I want to know about your inspirations. That's the first thing I got written down, and I didn't even ask. And I want to know why one of them's a little peep.
That I got to know, too. You gotta explain that one.
All right, so, boom.
Is it really? I said it as to be like kind of a dick, like as a meme, but like I'm assuming.
Nah, you got a good point. Like, nah, definitely was because
it really was.
It really was like he really paved the way for like the sound that I was looking for like all along. Because if you think about it, like I grew up on rap, but then I also grew up on like all like the alternative rock and like classic rock shit from like wrestling and all these other fucking platforms that I was like indulging myself into. So it was like a mixture of both worlds. Yeah, Data Remember, probably another band that fucking inspired me. Yeah. I'll cash out somebody like $20 if they shoot up dope on the live. Shit, yeah. So where we left off was like I finally matched with like a normal like
yeah, human being. Yeah, because you matched with the... No, you didn't match with the girl.
No, I didn't match with her, but I tried to and it didn't work. No. How the fuck she have a Tinder with no arms? How you make TikToks with no arms?
Damn, she got someone helping her. Someone on the inside.
We need to interview with her. So yeah, so I matched with a normal girl on Tinder finally, like a normal looking one. Well, I got two coming up that are kind of funny. So boom. So I matched with a normal girl, you know, shit's like, I'm just kind of telling her about my music, send her that song that I just released. Shout out Henny Milk for the cover art.
Shout out Henny Milk for the cover art.
FaceTime by FaceTat and Nima Legacy. Out now, SoundCloud. So send her some music. That's how I kind of get them. She's like, oh, you want to be my friend? So we talking this, that, there. She listens to my music. The first thing she says is, I bet you sound so hot when you're nasty. So I asked her, what does that mean? You probably have attractive moans. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then she blocked me. And then I was like, all right.
I don't even like to moan because, like, there was
real men stay silent.
Yeah, like, yo, I had this one ex who she straight told me to shut up one time. I'm not even capping, yo. In high school, it was senior year.
Screaming louder than
she told me to shut up. She was like, stop talking. And I was like, fuck. I like.
Yeah, she was imagining someone else.
She probably was imagining someone else. But yeah.
She's mad you're louder than her, bro.
Damn, dude.
I was
How loud are you
going to
moan,
man?
I feel like I don't even moan, dude. I feel like I don't even moan. I just talk.
He's in here like, oh.
Nah, it was like, I'm going to fucking bust. I'm going to fucking bust.
Man, you moan like a bitch. You scream I love you during sex.
I do too.
I've said it once.
Dude, I ain't even that what you can do is look them directly in the eye. Long hard eye contact.
Face Tat, please, can you man the helms? Your new co-host, because I'm always canceled. I've got to piss.
Oh yeah, you got it. So as the new co-host, just want to let everybody know to, you know, follow the Internet Phantom SoundCloud page. Give us a like.
There we go.
Maybe a follow.
You're already doing 1,000 times better as a John Hennessy.
Also, another thing that you can be on the lookout for is you could go check out some of our past episodes. Really figure out what we're all about.
Wow, dude. I think John really does need to be canceled. Wow. You sound so professional. And then Logan's just here every now and then.
Internet Phantoms is sponsored by Blue Chew. Use discount code Internet Phantom.
Everything is sponsored by fucking Blue Chew nowadays.
I was really trying to get that for a minute. I really wish we could get that. That'd be fire.
The sponsorship?
I would take them, too.
You want to actually get them?
Yeah, I would take them. I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. I'm trying to try them. I'm really trying to give my honest Yelp.
I think you can.
Where? They do free trials? If anybody's got a free trial code, let me know in the comments.
I don't know if it's free, but I think it's pretty cheap, like 10, 20 bucks for a trial.
Word.
Yeah, it's like a few pills. I would try it. Fuck it.
Shit, why not? All quarantined out, just geeking off the Blue Chews.
Off the Blue Chew. I don't know if I could take it without having a for sure sex.
Yeah, with somebody. That'd honestly be like the whole experiment, though.
Yeah, that'd be awful to have it just.
Maybe that's no what the sex, cure dude. For COVID-19 is you just gotta take like 48 milligrams of Blue Chew and you'll be straight.
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
It's a dick. Pill.
We need to get sponsored. God, like Viagra?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's chewable.
Oh, like a gummy. I love gummies, dude.
So it gets in your system faster. No, it's just a chewable pill that turns into powder.
Oh.
Fire.
So instead of Viagra or Cialis, like instead of a pill that takes a long time to get in your system.
That's pretty sweet.
So Logan, you arrested anybody recently?
Had a domestic a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Wait, you really are a cop?
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Oh shit! Let me interview the cop.
That's what makes this podcast so great.
Oh hell yeah!
Is that he's fucking narc?
Oh god! Oh shit!
He thought it was a joke. He's
no,
like, wait a minute!
No,
you really are a cop.
Oh shit! So boom. How is the police department handling COVID-19?
Trying to think.
Because I saw a scene outside my house today that was pretty interesting.
What's happening is we're not pulling. You're not going to get pulled over.
Y'all
unless...
ain't doing your job. Oh, yeah! No, everyone in the chat.
Stopped the number of cars we're pulling over to from minor infractions to only serious infractions. So like if we think you're a DUI or, you know, you're beating your wife while you're driving down the street or like if you're speeding 10 over or something, you're not getting pulled over. If you have a busted taillight, you're not getting pulled over. If your registration's expired, you're probably not getting pulled over.
A sheriff will get you though.
No, law enforcement is not that they've seriously cut back on who they're pulling over. They're not making contact with people unless they absolutely have to.
Oh shit! So this is the time to go.
Yup.
See, that's
Thanks,
why.
Narc.
yeah.
Narking on his own fucking people.
Narc way.
No, no. All I'm saying is I'm not letting out some huge mega secret.
Have you ever been bribed?
Oh, I've only been a cop for not even a year, but no, oh, never shit. Been bribed. Never been bribed.
Damn, I have like so many questions for the cop that like I think I need my own podcast to interview a cop.
My boy wants me to get bribed.
That's a good idea. We should have a Logan episode.
Oh no, I don't want my own episode, dude.
Hey, so yeah, we're gonna have to have our own episode of just asking cop questions instead of him just being the asshole.
Oh wait, no, bro, we didn't even finish the Tinder stories. We didn't finish the Tinder story. You need to go take a piss because I didn't want you to miss it because it's like that good. So this took place about like maybe 2 months ago. I just broken up with my ex, you know, I'm over here, I'm fucking I'm emotionally distraught. I'm fucked up. So I'm on Tinder. I swipe right with this blonde girl. She fine. She ain't gonna get her name's not gonna be said because I'm not gonna advertise bullshit. So fuck this.
Shout out unnamed girl.
So boom. Now we on the live. They gonna find her. So get this. So Shorty hits me up. She's talking about some, oh, you cute, da 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 da. Fix your broken heart. I'm like, oh shit, man. She really fuck with me. So boom. She's like, yeah, I go to school at this set of said college. Like, I'll come over, da 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 da. So I'm hyped. I'm ready. She goes, yeah, I'm an Uber there. So I checked out how much the Uber prices were. She's like $30 to get to my house.
Sheesh. Is that really worth it for dick?
Yo, so she paid $30 to come to my house and $30 to leave.
Oh, it was a real person. She did pull up. Oh, I lit.
She pulled up, hooked up, had a great fucking time. You know, I was interested. I'm like, well, shit. I don't know where this could go. Shit, we could work on shit. Mm-hmm. So boom, she leaves. Yo, I find out 3 days later she had a boyfriend. So she spent $60
to Uber.
Yo, she Ubered from his crib to my house.
Oh, and it's man, crib that's damn. That's heartbreaking, dude. Jesus,
no way,
bro. I ain't say shit. I ain't trying to fuck up a wholesome relationship. God. Nah, I can't. It's not worth it.
God, do you guys actually want to hear how I'm a homewrecker?
Yeah. Well, you're almost a homemaker at that point.
Oh God, dude. Well, they're married now, so you know. You're welcome, bro.
Before the story goes on, I need to put up a public service announcement. If you're pregnant, please unfollow me.
You heard it here first. If you are pregnant, unfollow FaceTat. If you have a kid, unfollow Hunter, he said. I'm give or take right now. I'm very lonely.
If you have kids, please unfollow me.
Oh, if you already got a kid, I'm cool. I could be a stepfather.
Oh my God. Hunter goes, yay, he does.
Yo, what were you saying? FaceTat, my bad. That's on me. I get drunk and I get reckless. I told Hunter to keep me in check.
It's just if you're pregnant, just unfollow me. Yeah, but if you got a kid, I'll be a stepfather.
All right, Logan, how'd you wreck a home?
Yeah, so the year was...
I think it was in the 2012s between 12 and 14, no?
It's 2014.
Beautiful year.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I had been seeing this girl at parties for about four years. We became really good friends. I knew her boyfriend. I was somewhat, I would say more acquaintances with her boyfriend, not friends, acquaintances with her boyfriend. And we were cool, which makes this story so much worse.
You mean a lot worse. You're like, I should call him a friend, but he's an acquaintance. That's even worse. You're like,
So yeah, one day at a party, I had left early. She was texting me about how she was so drunk and she wanted to leave. And she ended up going in some room and went to bed. But before she went to bed, she was texting me. And she was telling me how she wished I was with her in the bedroom and stuff. And that's when it all started. Like, that's when I was like, all right, this chick's into me. Sweet. Anyway, you sons of bitches. Yeah, so the girl, she basically tells me that she wants my dick inside her, so I'm like, sick. I finally got the confirmation.
Fist,
no, she wants
her
to fuck her, not my fist, my dick. So yeah, I was like, all right, cool. So she goes to bed. The next day we talk, and it got a lot more friendly than how we used to talk. We talked for probably Jesus Christ, 6-7 months, and
damn, son,
it actually at that point it was basically like an affair without the sex.
Word.
But then like the eighth month came around, and that's when we started fucking.
Yeah, this is my new best friend.
It was like it was the beginning of February, because it was the month of my birthday. We fucked every single day. It's like 28 days.
Damn.
For 28 days we banged. And
in 28 days she knew she had a boyfriend.
She said, I hate my boyfriend. I'm gonna fuck Logan. Way to ruin your life.
Here's the kicker.
But shit, she can say she fucked a cop though.
She
I never fucked a cop. I don't want to.
God damn it. Yikes.
Logan ever pulls a move, I'll fucking bust his ass. I'll straight unload on that. I'll kill him.
Yeah,
all right.
My bad.
So yeah, so we would bang behind BJ's in my green Honda Civic two door.
Word. Yo.
And the rough part, the rough thing is she would leave his house, meet me at BJ's, call him in the car next to me, say goodnight, and then come in my car, and we'd bang.
That
BJ's parking lot?
Behind BJ's, yeah.
That's why I have fucking trust issues.
Yeah, hell no.
Girl's married to him now.
Oh, God. And this goes to the girl that I know is listening to this that I'm in love with right now. Please don't break my heart.
Fuck that.
And we talked for like 7 months before this all happened. And then then we banged behind BJ's every day. We did bang in her room a few times.
In her room?
And she actually, yeah, her boyfriend actually called while we were banging.
Where?
And she answered the phone. Yeah. Well, we weren't banging while she was talking, but pretty.
Bro, but if you honestly thought about it.
I've definitely watched porns like that.
Yeah, no, I definitely have too.
Hello?
But
that's kind of lit. Not being on the phone.
Bro could have been so ahead of his time and could have filmed that video and could have been on already and didn't have to be a cop.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine yeah, it was
you could have been slanging dick for a living. Fucking
you never know.
It was a big mistake. I wish I never did it. I feel horrible about it.
Nah, hell nah, you can't. Nah, you got
I
it.
Do.
She should feel ashamed.
Yeah.
Yo, so does he know?
He proposed to her like a year later. Yeah, he knows.
Wait,
he knows? Yeah, I made her tell him because she said she was gonna break up with him but never did, so I was like,
and she's
well,
married to that dude now.
You so fucked me and you fucked your boyfriend. So tell him what happened or I will. So she did. Yeah, no, it was a whole situation. Man.
I was about to say that he's just a cuck.
Dude, give me that story, face tap.
Alright, hold on. I'm rolling up dope at the same time. It's police in here.
That's the sound of the police.
Yeah.
The police.
Logan is tracking your IP right now to send your local law enforcement.
I got a VPN.
So my house has like a lot of like crazy background to it. I got a pool in my backyard and apparently like a kid actually drowned in the pool like before we lived here. So like that's been something that's always been like the back of my mind that's been like geeking me the fuck out, like what the fuck is going on. So my dad tells me the story about like how my dog like digged up like this little, I don't know what the fuck they call it, but like they like bury them at houses that they're trying to sell. But it's like a statue of some sort, and the dog dug it up, and like ever since that happened, like, but so dog dug it up, and ever since then, like a lot of bullshit been happening. So, long story short, I'm chilling in my room, and all of a sudden, like I don't remember what the fuck I was doing in particular, but the fucking light switched.
Yo,
like
just
on its
out
own.
Of nowhere,
just out of nowhere, like turned on.
That's
and like
shit.
Bro, and that's all I have. Like I have no explanation for it. Like just don't know what the fuck happened. Like it was off and then the switch was switched up.
You have, I was about to ask, you have one of the like up and downs because I have like a knob.
Yeah.
And if my knob is too low, the lights turn off because it's like trying to differentiate if it's like on or
yeah.
off.
Nah, I got like a real
get up
like,
down
a switch.
Yeah, an yeah. actual switch. All right.
Not no Nintendo Switch.
Well, I told this girl I'm a Switch.
No. Oh, God. Oh, no. John, stop.
All right, let's end it on the sword story.
All right, we're going to end it on sword story. So, Logan would invite this ugly-ass bitch over.
Shots fired, Logan.
And then, no. If anything, it's shots fired at me.
Both of us.
So, Logan walks
I love
in.
This part.
Logan walks into my kitchen and he goes, yo! She lifts her head up from my cock and goes, is that Logan? I laugh and I go, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was really fucked up. But so then, I'm pretty sure it was after all of that. So, I'm fucking, I don't know how it got brought up. I really don't remember how it got brought up. And I was like, yeah, I got a fucking sword. And it was literally, y'all remember Rurouni Kenshin?
Big ass sword.
Yeah.
I had the reverse blade from Rurouni Kenshin. I straight stabbed my sword right into the fucking wall of my, like, my hallway from my kitchen to my bathroom. I straight said, yeah, look.
He almost killed this woman.
Did you report this?
No, it was he stabbed a hole in his wall. He's allowed to do that.
It was truly. I was very.
He didn't
drunk
nick her or anything, but he almost stabbed right through her chest.
I was
that would have been fire though. That like
dude, I would have freaked out.
I was like 5 inches from her fucking heart. It's really fucked. Like when I think about it, I get kind of like not sad, but like I kind of think like, yo, like I really almost killed someone. Like technically,
dude, you came blasting through the door through the fucking door frame thing as she's walking by, and you literally it was so close.
I came inches from this bitch's heart. Dude. I'm sorry, yeah.
Any of us could have died that during that. I mean, anyone could have been walking by.
All right, so once again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Internet Fandoms podcast. I've been Henny Milk. Alongside my two co-hosts, Logs and Hunter, we had our special guest today, FaceTap. Shout out, FaceTap.
Hi.
You wanna spit your...
yeah.
You wanna spit your links out?
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at FaceTap. On SoundCloud at Fuck FaceTap. Go stream my new song FaceTime with Nima, and that's about it.
Hell yeah, brother.
You heard him, baby.
I am going to go listen to that song right now.
All
right.
Anyway, so this has been Internet Fandoms Podcast. Tune in Friday.
Thursday or Friday for show.
Tune in Thursday for this episode. Tune in Friday for the live. I've been your host. That's been my co-host. It's been my other co-host. It's been my third co-host. He's visiting. Whatever. It's like Animal Crossing Islands. Tune in next week when we find out, is Godzilla cool?
Probably not.
He's not.